Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Lowe's early Black Friday deals are going fast. Don't miss up to 50% off select major appliances. Plus, up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. And with Christmas around the corner, you're going to need more string lights, right? Save $4 on GE LED 100-count string lights, now just $5.98. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
And welcome to the very first episode of Behind the Anvil with your host, yours truly, Michael Peterson, the owner of Mike's Damascus Knives, also creator of American Bladesmith and all the other avenues that we've started, like behind, excuse me, this is my first time recording, so bear with me on this, Beat the Smith that we are now incorporating into the American Bladesmith YouTube series, so... Excuse me, I got a drink here. Again, like I said, welcome to the show. Welcome to the very episode one. I'm going solo on this one for a little bit. We're going to figure we'd get on here and chat for the next 30 minutes or so about what we're going to do. So I've been wanting to start this podcast simply to help more exposure for the knife shop, Mike's Damascus Knives, here located in Aurora, Utah, where we make custom knife, Damascus knives, custom high carbon knives, also offer a various knife making experience / classes where we make a Damascus knife, high carbon knife, or a simple blacksmith knife, or for something for the kids and family and fun, a railroad spike knife. So that's what we're doing. We're going to talk about a little bit of that. Also, I want to make this Behind the Anvil is the name I kind of come up with. I kind of like the name because not only can we gear it driven towards the shop of knife making, we can do stuff like what's going on behind it. And goes there, ADHD moment. Sorry, folks. This is going on YouTube too. So finally decided to quit thinking about it and pull the trigger. But the name, purpose of the name is to Behind the Anvil is basically goes on kind of my day-to-day life a little bit, other than the shop, what we got going, the different projects we've got with other people, also doing other interviews with other bladesmiths and other entrepreneurs. The English language or the American language, whatever you want to call it, it's not my friend at times. So again, a little nervous. I hope to get a little bit better as we go along. So, I hope you can't hear the dogs in the background barking because we got one pup. We're trying to train to keep jumping out of the yard. So, he's tied up and he's not very happy at the moment. Don't like to do that, but you got a puppy train. So, but yeah. And also, we're going to have a lot of probably squirrel moments, diversion, everything else. I want to thank a big shout out to Kevin Beck and Brad Conley, the guys over there at Double B Creates. Thanks for letting me share the what episodes we did for their season 3 of Double B Creates with MDK. It was a great time. I learned a few things. It helped me build up the ambition to finally do this. I've got to the position where it's like, you know what? We got the money. We can go ahead and subscribe for the platform to put the podcast out there on all sorts of thing, not just YouTube as well. Excuse me, I'm gonna get some H2O. Trying to drink more water, get a little more healthy. I am down a little bit. I haven't weighed myself in a little bit, but last time I weighed myself, I was down 30 pounds. Woohoo! Haven't been this light for quite a few years. Anyway, back to what I was saying. I should have made notes. I probably should have, but I wouldn't even follow them. Hey, I wonder if I could read a teleprompter. That way, I kind of keep myself on there, time to kind of look at it. I want to keep this an entertaining and informative learning. Maybe also help people as well. There's a lot of things of a lot of subjects I'm interested other than just bladesmithing. Most of you know that have been following me for quite a few years know I'm writing a book. I've handwritten three different notebooks. We're currently between me and my daughter Daisy, as you all know. She's been helping type in and in the computer. It's driving her nuts because, well, my spelling and grammar is not the greatest, thanks. But thanks to the power of Chat GPT and AI, that really helps, especially when it comes to marketing. Like I said, one, we're going to talk about knives. We're going to talk about knife making. We're going to talk about cooking, barbecue, seasonings, business, interviewing other business owners, other interviewing celebrities if we can get them. I've got a few that I'm probably going to reach out and see if we can schedule something with them. Maybe the group, a lot of guys from the try to do this in my best NPR voice for Dr. Robert Garcia and his group, who I've learned a lot from on marketing and everything else as well. Also, a few of the team members here from Mike's Damascus Knives, as I like to call them, the Mike Damascus Knives team. But yeah, I hope I'm gonna try not to sit here and ramble a shitload. Today is August 1st, 2005. So hopefully we can look back a year from now and go, hey, I'm doing a hell of a lot better. So like I said, I wanted to jump on here and kind of just chit chat more or less what we're gonna do. Right now, what I'm doing out of the shop is basically we're doing knife classes, and mainly high-end Damascus builds and high carbon. I've been doing a little bit of manufacturing some short little knives so we can just put them up for auctions to help keep the bills paid to fill in the stopgap from the day job. About a year ago, I had to go grab a day job, went to a different company, went there for a while. Didn't care for that 4 a.m. wake up call. Found another job, but it's been pretty good. So far, I like it. It's pretty not bad too. It's not bad work. Not working for yourself. Once you get that taste for working yourself, it really is hard to go back to working for somebody else. And sorry, I'll get better lighting because apparently that's too hot. And yeah, so my face looks like, oh my goodness, he's bright. It's not because I'm holy here. if you're watching this on YouTube, I know most of this is going to be listening to a podcast. And I did use an AI to make this logo. Just for now, I'm gonna get, and that's another person I'd like to bring on is Dan DeMille of Valor Printing LLC, also Dan DeMille and Cogs and a lot of that stuff I'd like to get on here as well. I mean, who doesn't like comics? I mean, especially, comics geared around veterans who fight the supernatural. It's really cool. I've got pretty much all of them. I looked through them a little bit and put them back in their little thing, put them away. And he's like, well, you should read them more. It's like, well, collector's item. You're going to be famous someday. So they'll be worth some money. Also, probably get our friend from, see if we can get old Shay from Shay K's Spice Rub. We'll talk about that. I got a lot of community of the, well, as we call ourselves, the FIF. Alumni, Fortune Fire alumni. We'll see if we can get a few of those guys on. Reach out to see if we can get Jay. And get old Ben Abbott and David Baker, and maybe hopefully we can get Doug McCutcheon, man, I am struggling today. I mean, it's been a hell of a week. This heat has been miserable. We haven't had rain, decent rain, in a long time. Our valley is completely full of smoke. One of our mountain ranges, called the Moreau Mountain, literally just burned up. Over 50,000 acres, I think, is what it's at. Total. We'll save that for another conversation later on, because that fire really could have been avoided by, hey, let's go in and log it. Let's clear, graze a little bit more. Let's run some sheep up there to get rid of the sheep grass in the spring. There's a lot of things that they could have done, but I digress. We won't try to dive in it because it really does kind of piss me off. On that, there's a lot of good things that could have been done if they would have been allowed to do so. But anyway, back to the podcast here. Trying to keep myself focused. I've been taking a vitamin regimen for the last couple of weeks, and I do notice a bit for myself. I notice a little bit more difference on my focusing and working and be able to go to work all day. I'm not so tired until the end of the damn day. And I had some stuff, and hopefully, maybe we can get them as a sponsor in this eventually, build this up. But this weekend, we're going to be working on a bunch of little knives that we can do for our little static post auctions on Facebook, on Mike's Damascus LLC on Facebook. Let's see. Well, what other? That's another thing. Probably ought to mention. We're M. It's Mike D Knives on Instagram. It is American Bladesmith on TikTok. I don't really go there a lot. I should. On YouTube, where this will be posted with the video and other than just audio. Be kind of cool if we could just do podcasts on. Sorry, my leg itches. I'm in my Happy Gilmore outfit. I got my t-shirt on and just a pair of shorts and my shoes. We'll go out in the shop and work because it's too hot. But the YouTube channel is American Bladesmith as well. We're going to be trying to film. I think what I want to do is I know we released a couple of episodes of Beat the Smith, and I apologize. The quality of the video and the audio is not the greatest. But if you could go over there, check it out, watch it, bear with it. We're still learning, still doing it. We basically doing it on a wing of prayer budget kind of thing, of a lot of volunteers. So great. We have a third episode, but I think I'm going to hold on to a lot of that. So we're going to start filming. We're taking Beat the Smith name and archiving it. It'll still be built in within the show of American Bladesmith, which is going to show a little bit more on what I do around the shop, and especially with our shop apprentice Sam Waterfield of Sam Squatch Forge, which is a really cool name. We'll get him on here too. Maybe get him down here when he's down here at the shop, do an interview there. But yeah, I want to show a little bit more. And with the Beat the Smith name, it's more competition. Now, what I'll probably do is we're still going to do our competition show. We're still going to have a judge. We're going to have Brian, Dan, have Kevin, drag Kevin over here as the host of those ones. Still kind of keep the same format, and we'll just be under a new name. We're going to try to do, sorry, got to put that on silent. Apologize, my phone should have been on silent because I get, idiot squirrel as we're talking. So yeah, it's just I want to do more with what's going on. And I got to quit screwing with the computer here. I want to do more with the what's going on with behind the shop. I'm getting like we're doing fun builds. We're going to build for charities or, like 22 Salute. We'll get Eric Reince on here. Matter of fact, I wonder if I could get him this weekend for an episode because I want to record a bunch this weekend, fit him in throughout between working. I should be out in the shop now working, but I figured, you know what? We got everything set up. We're here. I'm motivated. Let's get a first episode. Well, I'll probably dump that. Get with Brad and Brad and Kevin can. They've been directing me. Big shout out to them again. A WB Create on how to do this. So, But yeah, I want to do more of the show, more doing builds, and then maybe, getting ready for knife shows, going visiting other bladesmiths. I also want to document some of the former bladesmiths, like do a little kind of a 30 for 30 kind of bio on like other smiths like Buster Werenski, and do a little history on them of the Sevier County and San Pete County, Utah's bladesmith, because there is a lot of bladesmith history within these counties in central Utah. I would like to take it eventually on the road to go film other knife makers, either in what would instead of Beat the Smith, it'll be Smith versus Smith on American Bladesmith, if that makes sense. So basically the same thing. Or we can go travel there and learn how their style of knife making, learn something from them, different what they do, maybe corporate education for myself, but also education for our audience. Daisy's still training. We got a welder now. We got a different welder for her. We got to get that up and going. I just got to get a bottle of CO2, argon, whatever. Remember, drink water, folks. But yeah, I just a lot of things I want to do. There's a couple podcasts that a couple big name podcasts I want to get on, and I'm hounding them a little bit here and there. Like Joe Rogan Experience, I've got a knife. I need just to sharpen that and just get it in the mail. I think I found an address for it. I'm gonna just from everything researching that little good where I can get that, hopefully, Lord willing. It gets in Joe Rogan's hands, and maybe I feel lucky enough I'm interesting enough to get on his show, that because that would be really cool. I've watched Joe Rogan on and off for years since News Radio, and Fear Factor was the next biggest thing, and then really I follow his comedy a little bit on and off. I started listening to his podcast when they would come on Sirius XM. Oh, can't Opie and Anthony channel, that's what it was. We used to listen to them. Hope I don't get in trouble for dropping big names here, but yeah, I just that's some of my goals. Trying to get this book finished, hopefully in the next year. I've got a I'm gonna bring that's who I'm gonna try to see if I can get her to get on here. I'm gonna want to interview her. She's the author, the gal who's gonna come in, and she's been ghostwriting my book and also editing it. And even with my limited vocabulary, she's able to take it and change it up and pull out the words that really trying to focus and then draw the image in your head while you're reading this book. My daughter says I'm really demented because some of the scenes I wrote, it says even with my shitty handwriting, she's able to, she's like, Dad, you're a little messed up. It's like, yeah, I know. But I've been working on this book since probably 2000. 19, somewhere in there. I'm almost done. I just hit a wall and then got more busy in the knife shop and not just actually taking myself, hey, we're going to spend an hour writing it down. I want to get it up in the computer up to the point so she can edit it to the where I'm at. She's going to help me ghostwrite it from there because I'm stuck on a certain point of certain point of like writer's block. I'm trying to convey the motion of it in this part of the book where the characters and kind of some trouble that could be life threatening if it, like let's say without giving hints, like if you broke a bone or rolled an ankle real hard or whatever, something, he's in a predicament and he's facing like, shit, I could be dead. This is broken. I only have enough supplies for so long, kind of thing, and trying to convey that motion of it in the book. So that's gonna be real fun. I don't think a lot of people are gonna be happy because I'm kind of basing in a the premise of the book is based off me and one of the jobs I used to have where I used to the route I used to run for one of our local companies. And if a EMP or a nuclear attack or whatever, I mean, if it was big enough and we got hit with multiple nuclear attacks and multiple EMP attacks, I mean, it was shit down the grid. I mean, our cell phones from our cars, anything in solid state unit is going going to be dead. The old point system's still going to work. I mean, even if they do weld together from build up in it, you could break that, clean it off. The old anything that's got a solid state unit, electronic ignition is not going to run unless it's shielded. Our power grid's going to be down, all sorts of stuff. So it's going to be a real fun book. I'm trying to capture what this character's going through, kind of on what I would go through, but it's been kind of it just kind of built into a story. So I've been writing that down, and so that's that. I'd like to get on some knife makers, maybe also do some knife reviews as well. That'll be on YouTube. I know it's gonna be kind of hard to see that listening to a podcast. So, but yeah, if you're listening to this, get over to Mike's Damascus LLC on Facebook. Follow us there. I will be building a American Bladesmith Facebook page as well. There's the MDK Calendar Girls. I hope to. We've got a lot of photos left for a couple more calendars, and we'll explain more what happened to after that. It just kind of life happened. Hopefully we'll get that going up in the next year or two. I want to start doing some more photography. I got some great lady friends who are volunteer for it, doing very tasteful boudoir. Getting that going again. We're going to get rolling with the American Bladesmith show. I think what I'll do is probably film a bunch of episodes, get them up, and we probably won't start dropping them until next year. Sometime that way we have plenty of time of editing instead of trying to rush it out like we have in the past. We do have an episode 3 of Beat the Smith or Ver Smith versus Smith, which is real fun. Yeah, that was a fun episode. It was. I mean, we had an accident with some of our cameras that the audio didn't record right, so we couldn't use it. I'm sure we could use it and some of it and not use. And the audio kind of just montage over music, whatever. We got a couple editors on that. We got Little Sam and Brad is going to help out with that. Brad's still recovering from back surgery. He's in physical therapy now, trying to get his I think his quad muscle back and going or something. Any one of them. His Kevin's feeling up pretty good from his hip replacement. So we'll get that all back rolling. School's starting here soon, so that's been fun trying to get everything together for Daisy for schooling, all that fun stuff. It's just this. I'm really excited, and that's probably why I'm trying to keep focus here. Like I said, I mean, I want to talk about business. I want to talk about how starting business. I want to talk about cooking, how to cook the right steak, how you know, really good food, especially dieting. I've been trying to stick to the carnivore diet. Been kind of rough a little bit this summer. I've been doing a lot more calories, but if I stay away from, especially a lot of breads, if I stay away from a lot of breads, I feel thinner. I don't feel boom. Definitely trying to drink more water here. So yeah, I mean, I'm trying to get everything where people are related, can feel more related to the host or our guests. But if you guys got ideas, if you're watching this on YouTube, drop in the comments on people you'd want us to try to reach out, want for me or my team to reach out to interview, kind of content you guys would like to see. I'd love to have your guys' feedback. Again, sorry for being a little squirrel, and I'll get better lighting. I'll probably get something to kind of block it so it dims down. That puppy dog's not very happy. But oh wow, don't jump out of the yard. Puppy training. I think he's like 7 months now. Pretty good dog. He's learning fast. We got a heeler dog, Olum, as you guys have seen before. He's pretty good. He's been teaching him good habits, hopefully. Keeps him in line a little bit. But lots of good things I want to do. A lot of good things I want to take this direction. Again, it's kind of, I'm directed around for the knife shop. I'll talk about knife making. Maybe we'll reach out to some of the guys who took our knife class. We'll do a little bit of interview on that. But just have a conversation, basically. Have fun with it. I know it's going to be a short 30, 40 minute. I'm using Zoom to record this. I will eventually, if we can monetize this a little bit, help bring to fund it. That's what I'd like to do. And I wouldn't mind switching over to another platform as well. It looks like it's got a lot more tools, but it's a lot more expensive. That way we can stream it live too. It'd be fun to do that on all those platforms and such. I think I've up to 8 different platforms we can do that on, which would be real fun. But yeah, I hope you guys are going to enjoy this. I hope you guys, if you guys want to go back and listen to WB Creates and chat, catch season 3 with WB Creates and MDK. The website, the main website is Mike Samaska's Knives LLC. We're going to get Kevin wants to rebuild it. He's the website design guy. We'll get him on here soon. I hope, hopefully by next weekend or throughout one of these evenings. And my eyes have got, oh, the smoke's been bad. Been itchy. But we'll talk about that, building websites, promoting each other's business is what I want to do, try to help here. But yeah, I want to, but let me know. Send me a message on through MikeSamaskasKnives.com. You can send me a message there. You can message me through the knife page at Mike's Maskus LLC or on YouTube. Let me know what kind of content you want to see, and also videos from the shop, what you would like to see me working on. Yeah, let me know so I can kind of start putting a plan together in between filming for American Bladesmith Show. Again, this artwork is just AI. I thought it was really cool. I just did it because I lay in bed and I like to play with ChatGPT, and it's Kevin's fault. We're blaming Kevin because he introduced me to it. And trust me, Kevin pays for it because he gets pages and pages of, he doesn't read them half the time anymore because I get bored of ideas and use ChatGPT. Hey, give me a description, blah, 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 or script or whatever. It's a really cool tool, especially for me. I can type it in and it roughly translates. I go back through and reread it. Okay, change this up, change that up. But the image generation has helped me out that way. I can, it gives me somewhat of an idea. And I can throw that over to Dan. Hopefully Dan don't kill me. We did finally finish the Valor Sword after 6 years. It turned out great. I'll be doing a reveal video on that. I gotta see. We gotta get some laser work done on the blade. I'm gonna burn in the name Valor on the blade itself. Maybe a little bit extra if some engraving on a handle eventually. But once that's done, we get a scabbard made for that and everything else. But it's finally done. It looked really good. I procrastinated on that so much and changed things too much. But it was fun. It really was. I did learn a lot. If I had started over again, I know I think I could do it half that time, not a tenth of the time. But, yeah, I hope you guys should listen to all the way to the end. And I don't know how much time I got left to record. I mean, I don't, it says recording. It usually throws up a timer on how much time I got left. Just learning on how to run all this stuff myself because I've been kind of just standing, piggybacking on other, on the WB crates and everything else. But I'm going to slowly build this up so we can use this, schedule things right. For now, it's just going to be, hey, I'm going to message him. Hey, this is the time of day. I'll send you the link up for, and then we'll record and then get it all done. Big shout out to Brad for dealing with me for the last, since last night on this. But yeah, I'm going to try, I think I'm going to guest up again, for episode 2, and I'm going to try to get Bradley on, maybe see if he's got time tonight, if he's feeling good, or tomorrow night. And then probably Dustin Rhodes. We'll get Kevin on here soon, hopefully in the next few episodes. I'm going to reach out to Jen, see if we can get her on this weekend, our editor for the book. And, yeah, it's gonna be real fun. We'll talk about her two books. I bought one, started reading it, but I'm not one of those that can sit there and read. Plus, I had to get glasses. I am over 40. I've been having need glasses again. So, and I will work on the lighting. I'm sure we're gonna get a few comments on. Yeah, the lighting's bad. Yes, it is. Yes. Oh, but really excited, really am. But one thing I have to say, the anvil that came out, this kind of reminds me of a Sawyer. Granted, it's got weird angles and it looks like an anvil, but it's not. I like the Sawyer look. I kind of like to keep the logos looking similar because I want everything to direct back to the knife shop. That's where the money produces, and I kind of want everything in a flow. There's a word for it. If you know the word I'm coming up with, I'll remember it after we get done. But I like everything kind of just kind of flow in a circle and kind of represent a, is it the greatest idea? Probably not, but I like it. And I tell you what, this smoke really sucks because my allergies are bad. So hopefully I don't sound too nasally on this. Ooh, but yeah, that's kind of the nutshell of what we're gonna do with this episode. This is the episode one of beat the Smith. Behind the mic. Oh my God. Behind the anvil with Michael Peterson. Yeah, there, let's get it right. I mean, it's literally I could move and see it. I'll put some reminders so I can kind of look up at it so I don't get my too many names. But yeah, like I said, let me know, guys, what you would like to see. I want to know. I do know. I want to get Jeff Peters on here. Sean, Parker, a lot of other guys. Buddy Thomas. See if we can get Nate Summers. Oh, I'll get this dropped before his episode. Nate Summers had to sit on it for the last 3.5 years, and he's finally his second episode's coming out that he's been on Forge and Fire. So a big shout out to Nate Summers, fellow bladesmith and Forge and Fire alumni, a Utahner. Yeah, woo, go Utah, I guess. A lot of people are going to laugh at that, but check that out. That's going to be coming up on History Channel August 6th. So I'll dump this, probably dump this probably in the next couple of nights. So. Hopefully, if I can figure it all out and not screw everything up. So, but yeah, like, subscribe, follow all our social media, please, especially on YouTube. I want to build that up. We're going to try to, like I said, we're going to get Dustin Rhodes and Cheyenne on here, talk about their stuff, about they're doing, their projects, their builds, cool stuff, from all sorts of stuff, good adult beverages, whatever, good food. Family, how to build a business, how we build off each other and help support each other, even though we're on the same kind of line of work, a business of knife making. That's one thing it's kind of been, you've kind of seen if you watch Forge and Fire, some of the in the early days when the hosts have realized that, hey, yeah, we might be competing with each other, but we help each other out. I mean, yes, are we competing for business? Yes. But it's so much funner for the most people that I've dealt with. Now, there's a few exceptions out there. I don't know who they are, but yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's an exception to rule out there, but there's people out there that we'll work with each other. We help each other out. We'll share each other's posts. Give each other advice on marketing or, hey, we're getting ready for a show or a next show I'd love to go back to. We did Texas Collect last April, which was real fun. Oh, we'll do hunting too. Ooh, one of our counter girls is out bear hunting. We'll have to get her and her network on here. She's done really good at building it up and help support her. Yeah, hopefully she gets a bear and hopefully she brings me a big roast off of it if it's, not a gamey, nasty smelling bear. I want to try bear meat. And make sure if you do eat bear meat, you got to cook at 100%. I think 100, make sure the core temperature is over 180 degrees so you don't get trichinosis. Ask Steve Rinella about that if you want to watch his episode of Meat Eaters. And that's a guy I want to get on this podcast as well. I've enjoyed that show. That's kind of what I want to go on. We're gonna try to stick to knife baking and what I do best. I really need to get a haircut. and get turkey trades and learn on this. I got to start somewhere. Share awesome stories, get awesome testimonies of different things, help different causes like our veterans, first responders. First responders. My mom was a deputy sheriff for a lot of years, for 20 years. For as I was growing up, she got to retire when I graduated. So it's like, yay, you graduated. She can retire. So mom's a Leo. Dad was in Vietnam, stuff like that. So, the first responders and meet the and veterans are kind of special because I grew up around it and everything else, and helping with the charities. Rule of thumb has been always send like 22 a day losing their lives to suicide. Well, it's now listening to the Sean Ryan podcast. Hopefully, I can catch his attention too. That's another show I want to get on. Is they were saying that it's up to about 44 people, 44 veterans and first responders. I think it's all together, and I could be wrong. Please correct me on this. They're saying it are committing suicide of through whatever means and such like that, and at the tragedy as a nation. And there's really good ways to help with this, and the therapies that are coming out, especially with different things. We'll touch on that later. That's not legal in this country, which we need to get legal in this country. It needs the we need more education on that. So I hope to cover some of that with some of my veteran friends that's gone through that. And there's a whole network out there. So I'm excited. I hope I haven't went blah too much. Yeah, I wish I could tell how much time I got left on this. We're just gonna keep going until it tells me otherwise. So, but yeah, I mean, it's just this is I'm excited. As you can probably hear my voice, that's probably going zoom. Brain's firing away. I'm getting a little tired and slow. No, got to keep hydrating. But yeah, so all knives and such. I'm working on a few little letter openers, high carbon steel. I've got a few blacksmith knives. I'll have them come up. A couple another. Spear Point Hunters on high carbon. Trying to keep the cost low. I've got to get some belts made. Ooh, speaking of belts, squirrel moment. We'll see if we can get our friend from Phoenix of Braves, Sean Ryan, on here. Talk about belts. Maybe I can get him to tell that story about the promo code Jasmine. That's an inside joke. Maybe I can talk that out of him. It's a great story. So if anybody gets bored, look up Phoenix Abrasive and start sending Jasmine send candles to Sean Ryan at Phoenix Abrasive. Please, if you're listening to this, do it. And maybe we can get him to tell them that story to get everybody stopped. That would be awesome. Shout out to Sean Ryan for dealing with me. He's dealt with my family for years, with dad with belts and everything else. Great supply for and they use all sorts of sandpaper for all, not just knife making, in all areas of belts, for belt sanders, sandpaper for everything. Big shout out to them. Let's see who what kind of shout out. Let's see, Texas Knife. Good Lord. Let me look up his name before I get it all wrong. Great supplier for Texas Knife Steel. Great friend out of there, out of Texas. Also, let's not forget Jan. I always put an S on it. Jan's Knife Supply. Get a lot of stuff from them. They're great folks. They're out of Oklahoma. Love them guys to death. They got a great little school there too at their shop. Like I said, a lot of things. And granted, yes, I'm trying to build this back up so we can go back to full-time bladesmithing. We had to pivot a little bit, and we'll dive into that when I kind of had emotionally myself going back to work for somebody else, because I and it was all in my own head. It wasn't really that bad, but for me personally, it was. Felt like I was kind of, I failed myself, or I could have done better. There is steps looking back. Yeah, I could have done a little bit better. I probably shouldn't have expanded the things or bought things and done a business loan, but I was trying to build business credit up, my credit up, to like doing these things to move forward. And it was nice to get some of the equipment to do better, to go to expand the shop, to help maybe get the production line of knives that I want to do. I want to do get some into some stores and get some of my product in there, get a general production line, as I call it, product my production. I know everything in my shop is a production. I kind of separate from the really cool custom stuff that's got my personal stamp, then other than the MDK stamp. Ooh, squirrel moment. We're gonna call that the squirrel moment. We'll have to get Pat on here. He's done a couple of my stamps for me. We'll get him on. Pat being great guy. Funny guy, got a lot of jokes, and especially somebody, he's a school teacher too, so some of the from shop to class and some of the, oh, it's just the stories are just hilarious. Maybe we can see if we get a share one or two of those or on there. But I'll be working. Ooh, we'll have to get really design on here. I'm working with them. I need to start pushing that stuff so we can get over there and get some more shirts. We're going to be working with a local shirt dealer here closer to kind of bounce that way. If they get too much going over there, we can back over to here. So kind of spread the love of business, helping everybody else I can. I try to help out locally with charity. We just did a we'll get Kylie on here too. We just did a fundraiser to help cut out medical bills from Kylie's horse riding accident. She's basically Hot Wheels now for a while because she's wheelchair bound for a little bit for till she heals up and be able to walk again. From her breaking her pelvis right in half, literally, she's got a great big bolt from hip to hip. Kylie, I hope you don't mind me sharing this out. I mean, it's all our social media anyway. Big shout out to everybody who got involved on that waffle, as we call it, waffle. It's a raffle, but we call it a waffle because for reasons. But yeah, it was fun to help that out. We'll probably do another drive for her to help kind of cut out the bills, because that's gonna be a big expensive bill, especially waiting 3 days in the hospital to have surgery because people on 4th of July were blowing their hands off. I think there's like over two or 300 people or something. I can't remember what I heard on that, but yeah, people getting their hands put together because they were stupid with fireworks. But yeah, so like I said, I'm very excited. I'm finally glad I just kicked myself in the butt and said, that's it. Stop thinking about it. Start doing. I hope you enjoyed this me rambling. I probably ought to just sign off because I'm running ideas out of. I'm gonna go out and work on a some also working on a kitchen meat processing kitchen slash meat processing sword. I call it a sword. It's about 20-inch blunt long blade for an order that I took in, and I want to make it look like a sword kind of, except for the handle's gonna look a little bit more kitchen style. Gonna use up some of my scraps and stuff to make the handle out of really cool. And just kind of have fun with that. I think it'd be cool to do. Kind of make it like take all this stuff up, use all that. I got a big box. Everyone's like, throw your scraps away. It's like some, yes. Some of the cool stuff's like, why not just piece it together? I think that's what I'll end up doing. Not 100% set on it, but I think that's what I'll do. At least maybe some of it. Put a big block in there too for durability and strength. But yeah. I would have to say within the last 10 years, though, 11 years since I've gotten this house and I moved in. See, the house I'm located in is my original house that I grew up until my parents bought back in the 1970s. We lived here until 93. And then 2 years after my grandfather passed away, we moved to the family farm and literally lived on the floor as we remodeled the old farmhouse that was pretty much run. It needed some loving. Remodeled it to the way mom and dad wanted it. Didn't have my own bedroom till I was probably not till I was probably about 13, because it would took, we paid for it as we went along. So it was great. I don't think I'd ever do that again. If I had to build a house from scratch like that, I think I'd get a camp trailer and yeah. But yeah, so ever since I moved into this place, I got the shops that were originally where Dad started out, blade smithing and knife making and all that. I've really honed my skills a lot more. There's a lot more levels I want to get to that I need, like I said, stop thinking about it and start doing. Maybe that'll try to make that a catchphrase here as well as stay sharp, America. Keep those blades sharp. And people, it's like the other day at work, so something about knives. Like, well, you don't carry a knife all the time? No. The reason why I don't carry a knife all the time because when I used to drive a truck, I had a sheath. The sheath was just up and down and always stabbed me in the kidney and such. So I got tired of packing it. And I just kind of got lazy. But I'm going to try and start changing that better with different knife designs and different sheaths we got out there that we're doing. I'm just, every time it seems like I build a knife for myself the way I want it, somebody offers me two or three times the amount just because it was my knife. And so I end up selling it. And so let's face it, I'm trying to pay off bills. And I got a teenage daughter to raise. So that's fun. Man, we'll talk about that too, talking about raising kids and teenagers. And she just passed her driver's ed course. So yay me. She'll be getting her license here in a month, a couple months. Insurance is going off to build more knives. But that's all right. Means I don't have to chauffeur her as much, hopefully. Long as she stays out of trouble. Yeah, it's been a fun, exciting ride. But yeah, I digress. I think we're gonna probably wrap it up. And I don't know how long this is or if this is even working. I hope it's recording because I really don't want to say all that again. But welcome to Behind the Anvil. Almost said microphone. Behind the Anvil with Michael Peterson. I'm your host. Owner of Mike's Damascus Knives, also creator of Beat the Smith, now known, will be known from as an American Bladesmith series. We're going to do that on YouTube, build that up. Hopefully, maybe one day we'll get a Netflix channel. That would be awesome. That's kind of the goal. I want to build the knife shop back up. I want to build a new location. I have an idea for a restaurant that I've been on and off working on for years. Maybe we'll get that on some people on that on how to build the restaurant and help get more ideas and talk about that. And because I like good food, a steakhouse would be awesome. Got some great ideas for that. Yeah. Hell yeah. I'm excited. Very excited, folks. But anyway, hey, thanks for joining me. Like I said, if you listen to this far, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you to all of everybody that support the knife page, the knife shop, all our social media, those who share it out. You guys are awesome. I really couldn't do what I'm doing today without your help. Yeah, so let's clock out of here. I'm gonna go to the knife shop and that like this water's starting to hit bottom, and I think we're about out of time anyway. I gotta go pee, get rid of the water because that's one thing that sucks about drinking a lot of water. You pee a lot more. But hey, if you want to avoid drama, somebody posted on Facebook and I stole it from them. Says, if you want to avoid drama, just drink a lot of water. You'll be too busy peeing. There's facts to that. And it's healthy if it's pure, if you've got good water. Hopefully you do. Anyway, hey, as we as we say in the shop, stay sharp, America. We'll catch you next time on our next episode. We're gonna try to get Bradley on here. I'll talk to him. I'll message him here shortly and see when I get him. Maybe we can record tonight and kick these episodes out once a week or two or more. So again, I'm your host, Michael Peterson, on Behind the Anvil, not microphone. Behind the Anvil here at Mike's Damascus Knives. Stay sharp, America. God bless.